How do you inspire and connect with potential clients when you've had it so easy? Hi, welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. That's a little tongue-in-cheek comment, my friends. I'm your host, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership expert. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can learn more about me over at heathergrayconsulting.com. And today, I wanted to have a conversation with you about one of the most random it was like a side comment that somebody made to me at a cafe recently, and I was thinking about it. And when you have a daily podcast, you are constantly thinking, well, what could be a podcast episode and what could I talk about next time I don't have an inbox letter waiting for me? And so I happened to be at this cafe and somebody was talking to me about like what we do or, you know, something like that. So basically, I exchanged my email information and, you know, gave a link to my website or whatever. And this dude like wrote back to me a couple of days later and said to me like, oh, you have it so easy. Like you have your sad story of being an overcomer. So like your mom died and you rose from the ashes and figured out who you were, at a really young age because life really tested you. And then you had to go and date the guy who gets hurt and ends up paralyzed in a wheelchair. And, you know, it's not so easy for some of us to connect with our audience when we don't have the sad, sappy story to tell. And it was interesting to me that I didn't just immediately write this guy off because it's one of those random comments where you're like, are you just shitting on me for having things that are like hard in my life? And I realized that like, no, in fact, he wasn't just crapping on me and he wasn't making fun of my story. He was basically saying I had a good childhood. Things worked out really well for me. I love my mom and dad. My mom and dad are still together. I'm close to my brother. I'm close to my sister. I grew up in Arizona. And then I wanted a new environment. I wanted to see what it was like in a new place. So I moved to California. I've been, you know, doing this freelancing and consulting and, you know, doing all of this stuff for a couple of years. I really like what I'm doing. It's, you know, I'm not seeing the needle move too much, but I'm making money. And then, you know, I see you and I meet you and you're doing a daily podcast and you have all these stories to tell. What's a guy like me to do when there's no story to tell? And I really heard that in the question. I think, too, he has a kind of a sassy, sparky sense of humor. I don't know if he would call himself sassy and sparky, but you get the feeling. And I didn't feel attacked, I guess, is the point I want to make, because I certainly was talking to you the other day in my episode about the feedback I had been given and how to respond to it. It definitely didn't feel like an attack. It felt like somebody saying, what happens when life has been good, but I want to connect with and inspire other people? And I think that's a really good question. But, you know, at the end of the day, and this guy is going to be pissed off because I'm going to send him this episode after I'm done, you know, once it's aired. But it's the idea that you still have to be yourself. And you can't be pretending hardship that you don't have. But you do get to share stories about yourself. You do get to share, ways that people can get to know you, your interests and your hobbies, the values you have, the things that are really important to you, your opinions, where you kind of disagree from the status quo, where you are perfectly within line of the status quo. You get to connect with people, and it is possible to connect with people with more than a, you know, what my friend Jess Lorimer over at smartleadersell.com has. She and I talk about the homeless and the white van story, that like you don't have to have been hungry and on the streets and, you know, pimping your pain for profit just to get people to like you, that there's ways of connecting and being genuine. And so, you know, I think a lot of times when people hear stories like mine, and it is, I own it, there's a lot of overcoming in my story and in my narrative, and they think to themselves that I had it so easy. that like, oh, I have this story to tell. It's this immediate like sob story that's going to connect and resonate. But in actuality, I think what I want this guy to learn, and I hopefully he'll listen to this episode when I share it with him, is that it's not easy to be the one to have a story either. Because I some days would love to just be the person who says, I am just this smart and it happened by accident. Like, I'm just this insightful and it's because I know things and I went to school and I had a lot of clients that I didn't want to have to learn these lessons because my mom died when I was 6 years old. I didn't want to have to learn that I want to be an honest, transparent person because in junior high, I told a lie that like became public and everybody found out about it, that I really wish I could have had it easy. I wish I was a happy, well-adjusted person on accident and didn't have to invest in a couple of years of therapy and a couple of different therapists to get there. It's a different kind of hard because, you know, when you go through hard, you have to overcome the story. You have to overcome all of the like narratives that get attached to it, all of the implications. You wonder if people are going to take you seriously, if they know you've been through something, are they going to think that you really can help them? Or are you being, you know, sort of, is your lens on their problem being filtered by your own experience? You know, we just keep creating all of these things why it's so much easier for somebody else. And why someone else can just show up and do this. But we're all the same at the end of the day. You might be wondering what the hell to do with the story. I can say, well, how is my story affecting people's perception of me? It's just the narrative. It is the words and the ways we sort of carve ourselves out from the inside with self-doubt rather than saying, this story or this lack of pain is a part of who I am, and I'm going to show up accordingly. And I am not going to buy into this notion that the only way to get people to buy from me is to feel sorry for me or to inspire them or to motivate them. Because there's a lot of people out there who have been blessed with easy lives. And we all know the way life goes, dude. It is not going to stay easy. The odds that like you're just going to go off into the sunset and die in your sleep without any pain and without any heartbreak at the ripe old age of 97 or 100, like it's relatively slim, because the longer we are on this planet, the more we're going to be exposed to hurt and pain. The more we do this thing called life, the more we're going to have these internal dialogues and these internal stories with ourselves and go to battle and go to war every once in a while and have to wrestle with really hard conversations and talk about really hard things. So like, use this time of not having a pain story to think about how you can entertain, how you can make somebody laugh, how you can share a snippet of Arizona life that nobody else would understand, or what are the differences between living in Arizona and Southern California. Like, you can create other points of dialogue without hiding behind this fabricated, you know, self-created narrative that you have had to gone through something bad, because it's simply not true. It's just your version of the story you're telling yourself. Just like I have a story that I tell myself sometimes that people are going to take me less seriously because of A, B, or C. It's just mindset crap. And I have my mindset crap from my childhood. You have your mindset crap from your childhood. It doesn't really matter one way or the other. And so, you know, if you're listening to this show and you're thinking to yourself like, wow, Heather has like all these stories, and this dude is not the first person to sort of perceive me in this way, but if you've been listening to this show and being like, I don't know how to motivate people, I don't know how to inspire people, I haven't overcome anything, I haven't been through anything, well, you know, that's not the only way to inspire, and that's not the only way to overcome. Like, you get to still share what you've learned, you get to still share lessons and memories and experiences and insights thoughts and observations that you've had, you still get to connect to people on a human level. And I don't at all want to contribute to a narrative where the only way we connect with people is on pain, because there's joy in connecting with people with humor. There's you know, power in connecting with people with really good information and teaching very efficiently, and being a creative and offering art and offering a new way and a new perspective of looking at something. So I think it's on all of us to look at the narrative we're telling ourselves, to look at that inner story and that inner critic and say, like, what part of this is just nonsense that I've self-created? And usually the answer, P.S. spoiler alert, it's going to be all of it. And so that any point in time, we get to change the ending and we get to change our perception and we get to change, you know, how we perceive ourselves and the story we are going to tell ourselves about ourselves. That's what I'm encouraging this guy to do. And that's what I want to encourage all of you to do, to find power in your story, in yourself, and who you are, regardless of the story, to just own it with acceptance and pride and a little bit of curiosity over what's going to happen next. Thanks so much for talking to me today. Sorry to the dude who probably didn't know he was going to become a podcast episode, but you're going to get this in your inbox and you can tell me what you think and perhaps we'll meet for coffee and dish over it a little bit more. Thanks so much for today. If you have a question for the show, if you have a topic you'd like me to tackle, please do find me over at Heather at heathergrayconsulting.com. Thanks for today. I really look forward to talking to you next time. I'm just having so much fun with you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.